Good morning. My guests this morning are Peter Timothy Downey and Sandra Ish, and they are in Rainsage West's mounting of Edward Albee's Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? That's right. You can actually see that play, a live performance of it, starting on the 2nd of March. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Are you exhausted preparing for that? that's a real buster, that play.
It is. I am. I'll say that. It's daunting.
Yes.
It's daunting. This is the size of the script that I carry around. It's bizarre.
Anybody done that one before?
No, not I.
No? Not this, no. And it's a rare opportunity to have a chance to do these roles.
Oh, yeah. Do you know when? I can't remember a production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf up here.
I want to say 20 years ago, the one that I know of, a little bit more than 20 years ago, was done by Joe Winkler and
Molly Boyce.
Actors Theater, when they were in residence up at the Luther Burbank Center.
Right, and that actually, I was there. I was part of that theater company.
Right. Well, that was the first company that I joined when I came here.
Really?
The last productions that were done in that location before they moved out to do the Sixth Street Playhouse.
Right,
Before I'd gone back to New York, that was sort of the rep company I worked with. And so I got a great introduction to theater around the North Bay.
That was a wonderful theater company.
It's very much the remnants of that company are a little bit scattered, but many of them are at Main Stage West.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
So in some ways, that's the strength of my association still is working with some of those same people. David Lear, who I worked with when we were at Sixth Street. So it's those connections are still very strong.
So how is it to play these iconic characters? I get to say that for sure.
Oh, it's tremendous. It's such a challenge, and I enjoy every day, every rehearsal, just diving in and peeling back the layers of Martha and the relationship with George, and it's just tremendous.
Have you ever done roles this size before?
Not of this size.
Yeah,
no, it's a first. So
I've
done several leads, but not to this magnitude.
Right.
Not outside Shakespeare.
What about you, Peter?
Not outside Shakespeare. I've done Iago and I've done Hamlet and some other ones that are long, I mean, very long roles, and you're always on stage and you're always running around. But to have a role this size where it's just four people on stage almost all the time is very focused and very concentrated. It's been harder for me to memorize. It's less musical than Shakespeare in some ways,
and
so it doesn't stick as well. They're challenging lines sometimes. The interpretation that we're working on, I want to make sure that we share this, is certainly has some of the intensity and the darkness and the challenging, the exploration of challenging relationships and the decay of relationships. But this is a funny play. And people don't really realize that and Albee has always talked about, and I've done some research into this, the comedy aspect of this, which often isn't played up and will be in this production.
Oh, great.
There's going to be a lot of that to carry you through some of the more dark explosions and confrontations. The comedy really is important to keep you interested, to keep you going. And so we really are working with that.
And there have been some very dark performers performing those two roles.
Yes.
Yeah, and that can, it can be exhausting.
You know,
it's really sort of, we don't want it to be a slog. We really want people to enjoy themselves as they go through this process with us. And we're still in the process. We've got another 10 days, and we're still in the process of discovering so much more
about
these characters. This last stretch is really crucial.
Do you know, Albee won the Pulitzer. Did he win it for this play?
In fact, because they didn't want to give it for this play, no Pulitzer for drama was awarded in 1963.
Wow.
Because this was a little too controversial.
That's right.
There was no Pulitzer for drama given. Now, he won for three others. So he's won it three times. And this is sort of the fourth. They consider this the non-fourth, right?
Well, thanks very much, you guys, for coming in and releasing yourselves momentarily from learning a bazillion lines.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Main Stage West is presenting Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf by Edward Albee. Opening, there's a preview on March the 2nd, and it plays through March the 19th. For information and tickets, 823-0177 or mainstagewest.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.